is our returning champion, Len Schwalbach from Oceanside, California. Stand by to see Len play for a cruise of the Adriatic, valued at $4,896. Today, on America's biggest bargain sale, we're offering a pair of Pontiac Fieros, valued at $23,767 for $530. Cash and prizes worth over $100,000 for $750. Two of the incredible bargains on Sale of the Century. And now, here's the star of our show, Jim Perry.
Thank you. Delighted to have you with us. Thank you. You're very kind. Welcome to Sale of the Century. Let's welcome back our champion. He had a lot of fun on the last show winning, Len Schwalbach. Hello there, Len.
Hi, Jim.
Good to see you. You were having a good time back there with Summer and Karen. You're just meeting all the girls.
Very lovely girls.
Oh, that's nice. You're doing very well, too. You've already picked up an air conditioner, a microwave, some cash. You're almost $1,500 in cash and prizes that you've picked up without buying a major prize. Now, Len, you won with $70. You decided to play on, put your money in the bank, so you're a ways away. You would need to win, and you need $105 for that Mediterranean cruise worth almost $5,000. So I can only say good luck to you, sir.
Thank you.
And here to introduce the challengers, Summer Bartholomew. The laundry outfit again, yes. My favorite outfit.
I know.
Did you wear this because of Len? Is that?
No, it was already picked out for me.
Oh, honestly, Len, do you mind if she wears this for you?
Let her wear it.
Oh, okay, good. Do you have some players for
yes,
us?
Yes, I do. This lady is soon to be a bride from Los Angeles, California. Give a big hand to Shirley Sperling.
Hello there, Shirley.
And this man lives by the motto, the beat goes on. From Black Rock, Connecticut, say hello to Tim Holleran.
Hi there, Tim. We'll see you a little later with some missing bargains, Summer. Tim, you live by the motto, the beat goes on.
Well, I'm a professional drummer, and I've been lucky enough over the years to have played on some 100 record albums and radio jingles and movie soundtracks.
Oh, that sounds like terrific work. You must be very good to get all that kind of work.
I try.
Nice to have you here with us, Tim. And Shirley, you are soon to be a bride.
Yes, that's right, Jim. I'm in love with a wonderful guy, and the next step is the wedding, so we're going to be married soon.
And then you're going to do South Pacific. You're in love with a wonderful guy.
Listen. Why not?
Well, that's nice. Well, we congratulate you on that. I'm glad you could spend a little time with us. Who knows, maybe you'll find something to take along on the honeymoon. All right, good luck. $20 starts all three of you. And remember, the player with the most money at the end of the show is the champion, gets to do some great shopping. We'll start with this. In the movies, what actress did Dudley Moore consider a 10? Tim.
Bo Derek.
Bo Derek it is, beating Shirley to the buzzer. $5 for the correct answer. Tim goes to 25. According to the famous advertising slogan, where does an M&M melt? Tim.
What is in your mouth, not in your hand?
Yes, that's right. Sure. Alex Trebek is down the hall, Tim. That's right. It's in your mouth, that's right. You get another 5, you go to 30. What nation's army was led to victory by the maiden soldier Joan of Arc? Len.
France.
France it is, and the champion is first round. He goes to 25. According to Shakespeare, what by any other name would smell as sweet, Len?
A rose.
A rose indeed, and Len ties Tim for first place. What's the baseball term for two outs on one batted ball? Tim.
A double play.
Double play it is, and Tim goes into the lead by 5. Yeah. Great time to go into the lead because it's time for an instant bargain, and the player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Tim, you've got a $5 lead over Len, your first opportunity to buy. You like antiques?
Love them.
This is wonderful. Take a look at this.
Tim, here's a doggone great gift. This beautiful antique phonograph, an Edison design from the turn of the century when ragtime was the rage. It actually plays 2-minute wax cylinders furnished by Antique Apparatus, and it's normally priced at $650. And today on Sale of the Century, it yours for only $5.
Isn't that incredible?
My.
Now, and coincidentally, here's a man who does recordings for a living, a musician. And what a great item for you to have at your house. An antique phone. It's wonderful. $650 it would cost. Working shape. It comes with the discs. But in case it didn't come with enough discs, I'll give you $100 in cash, too. $750 bargain. For $5, you'd be in a tie with Len. You'd have a wonderful antique. Going once.
It's a little
going long. Twice. And no sale. Oh, I thought you
were a little old.
Huh?
Looks a little old, yeah.
Gee, Summer, you didn't tell him it came in stereo. I can't imagine why. A little old. That's the trouble with those antiques. They're too old. Back with us. According to the title of the old TV series, where did the Clampett family move after 10?
To Beverly Hills.
When they struck oil, they went to Beverly Hills. You're right for another $5 and a $10 lead over the champion. The residents of what European city are known as Glaswegians? Tim.
Glasgow, Scotland.
That's exactly the city. Glaswegians from Glasgow. And Tim goes to 45. What recent First Lady's maiden name was Betty Bloomer? Tim.
Ford.
That's right. Betty Ford was Betty Bloomer. And Tim hits the $50 mark. Well done. $20 lead already for the challenger. Shirley and Len, better get going. This might help you. Fame game. $5 and $10 money cards up on the board as you play for a pick of the board looking for a famous animal. I am a large African land animal that can weigh almost 3 tons. My name comes from 2 Greek words meaning river... Len?
Hippopotamus.
River horse, I was going to say, and hippopotamus it is, and the champion gets that pick of the board. 9 numbers to choose from, Len. You'll get what's behind the one you pick.
6. And behind number 6, we have a metal detector. A white metal detector featuring ground exclusion balance to help you locate coins, jewelry, and precious metals while excluding mineralized soil. Furnished by White's Electronics.
That's $499 item. You live in Oceanside.
That's
right?
It for the beach.
Dead boy, you can pick up a lot of things on the beach with that.
Loose change.
That's right. We will be right back. Yeah, you got blinds on the last show. We'll be right back after this. Well, our very bright musician had a good segment there as Tim, the challenger, went into the lead at $50. Len, the champion, is second place at $30. And Shirley, come on, got to get on track there. You're at $20. What's the name of the cake that's made by swirling chocolate batter into vanilla batter? Tim?
A bundt cake?
No. The swirling specifically is a marble cake. Marble cake. And you lose 5 on that, down to 45. In what Broadway musical did we learn that we've got trouble right here in Len?
Music Man.
Right here in River City, yes indeed. Music Man it is. Len beats Shirley to the buzzer and goes to 35. By what color do scientists know the holes in space created? Len?
Black.
When a star collapses, it is indeed black. A black hole it is. Len goes to 40, yes. Interesting, talking about those black holes, that scientists believe that the gravity in those black holes is so great that even light cannot escape. That's black. And Len, he's pulled within $5 of Tim now. Name the author and philosopher who lived a solitary life on the shores of Walden Pond. Tim.
Thoreau.
Thoreau, Henry David Thoreau it is. Tim beats everyone in the buzzer, goes to 50. So again, Tim, you've got the option to buy. You've got yourself a $10 lead. Single fellow zooming around with his drumsticks. Look at this, Tim.
I'd be so cool on that.
Tim, don't leave home without this, a fabulous folding motorcycle. Carry along this great traveling companion. It folds automatically in an average of 5 seconds. No need for tools because nothing needs to be unscrewed from the Sports Chalet. And it's normally priced at $825. And today on sale of the century, it's yours for only $9.
Isn't that neat? Isn't that a fun item? You fold it up, take it with you. Do you like that, Tim?
If they ever do a remake on Easy Rider, you know, that might be the...
Only if they do the short version. Now, $825 it would cost. It is a wonderful thing. You have a $10 lead. So if you bought it, you would still have the lead. You would have a $1 lead. But you would have this great motorcycle, $825 worth. I'm going to make it an over $1,000 bargain. Your lead would be cut to a dollar, but I'll give you $200 in cash to go with it. Now, it's $1,025 for just $9.
Room for the drums in the back.
What's that, Len?
Room for the drums in the back there.
Room for the drums in the back. That's right, yes. I think. Going once, going twice, and no sale. Oh, Tim. Sale surprise went with it, and Tim, oh, a very heavy one, Tim. You would have gotten it over $1,000. Was I talking about $1,000? $1,000 in cash went with it. You didn't buy. Sorry about that. Hang on to that there, David. Yes, take off. Yes. Well, I wish you had bought, but you've got the lead. The government agency that looks after the needs of former servicemen uses the initials, Len?
VA.
More specific, please?
Veterans Administration.
What do those letters stand for, I was going to say? VA stands for Veterans Administration. Len, again, pulls it within $5 of Tim. Its average depth is 13,215 feet. It's the world's deepest ocean. Tim.
The Pacific.
The Pacific it is, yes indeed. And Tim gets another 5 going to 55. Along with Salt Lake City, there are 3 other U.S. capitals with the word city in their names. Tim.
Oklahoma City.
We only needed one. It was Carson City, Jefferson City, and Oklahoma City. I was going to say name any one. You did. You've got another 5. Good job on that. Name America's first female vice presidential candidate. Len.
Ferraro.
Ferraro, Zaccaro, yes indeed. Geraldine Ferraro. And you've got another 5. Still a $10 lead for Tim. Which country in the British Empire was the birthplace of singer Tom Jones and actor Tim?
Wales.
And Richard Burton, it is indeed Wales, and you're right, Tim goes to 65. Yeah. There is a small village in Wales that boasts the longest place name in the world, and it's 58 letters long. Well, as a matter of fact, I can show it to you. How is this? Sparing no expense, I have brought 58 letters. This is the name. There's that town. And you know what it stands for? It stands for St. Mary's Church by the Pool of the White Hazel Trees near the Rapid Whirlpool by the Red Cave of the Church of St. Tassilio. And it's pronounced exactly the way it's spelled. We'll be right back. Schwalbach is just about at the halfway mark for the money that he needs for the Mediterranean cruise, but of course the kicker is he's got to win, and Tim has been staying ahead of him all day. Tim is at 65, Len at 50, and Shirley at 20. There is a 5, 10, and now a $15 money card on the board, second crack of the fame game, and a famous person. I am a political leader and soldier, born in North Africa in 1942. I attended the Royal Military Academy in Benghazi. Len.
Gaddafi?
Yes, indeed, my goodness. Very well done. With limited information, Muammar Gaddafi, and you've got a pick of the board, Len.
7.
And behind number 7, we have $5.
From all the way he's been pushed today, we'll add that $5 to Len's score. He goes to 55, within $10 of Tim. Back with all three of you in this. In 1904, she graduated cum laude from Radcliffe College, even though a childhood illness had left her blind and deaf. Len.
Helen Keller.
Helen Keller is right. Yes, indeed. She graduated magna cum laude. And Len goes to 60, within $5 of Tim. The triangular-shaped alluvial plain formed at the mouth of a river is known by Tim.
Delta.
It's also the fourth letter of the Greek alphabet. Delta is exactly what it is. From beat Shirley to the buzzer, and he goes to 70. For almost 50 years, this man conducted the Boston Pops Orchestra. Len.
Fiedler.
Beating the musician to the buzzer. And you are right. Len goes to 65. But with an instant bargain, Tim, you have a $5 lead. You didn't want to buy before. You missed that nice motorcycle, and you missed $1,000 in a sales surprise. How about this?
Tim, deck out your den with the Lazy Boy Signature 2 Sleep Sofa. You may enjoy elegance by day and comfort by night, furnished by Lazy Boy. And Stifel's contemporary style two-tone brass and tawny brass finished table lamp. The parchment shade with gold foil lining adds a special glow, furnished by Stifel. These lovely den pieces are normally priced at $1,109. Today on sale of the century, they're yours for only $14.
Well, now, Tim, I mean, they're just showing you the fun that you can have on this couch. And the lamp goes with it. Could you do some redecorating possibly at your place, Tim?
Hey, if it seats 4, I think that's great.
But yes. See, that was the problem with the motorcycle. It didn't seat 4.
Yeah.
This does. $1,109. Now, you haven't bought the last two. I don't want to finish up the day without selling something. $14 the couch and lamp would cost. I'm going to do two things. I'm going to lop that price from $14 all the way down to 5.
Oh, wow.
The value of one question, you would be in a tie with Len, and I will still give you that $200 I promised you before. $1,309 for just $5, Tim.
I'm getting sleepy.
Going once, going twice. Now he's going to buy. All right. Enjoy the couch, enjoy the lamp, enjoy the $200. And I was hoping we'd hear another buzzer, but unfortunately we didn't for another sales surprise. But you did well. Just $5, and Len and Tim are in a tie. We'll be right back. Don't go away. Tim Holleran finally did some buying, and now he and Len are in a tie at 65, Shirley at 20, but we've got a ways to go. Let's get back with this. What name is given to the Bishop of Rome and head of the Roman Catholic... Len?
Pope.
Got to check with our judge. I'm sorry. We had to take your first answer, had to check with the judge, and you did say Cardinal, then Pope. The Roman Catholic Church, it is, of course, the Pope. Yes, indeed. You knew it as soon as you said it. You lose $5 on that, Len, down to 60. Which Puccini opera tells of the love affair between Rodolfo, a poet, Len?
Mimi.
More information, please.
Hola, Bohème.
That's right. Yes, that's what I want. You gave me the other half. I wanted the opera. You had all the information there. You just had to get it out. Now you got that $5 back. Located in North America, what is the name of the world's largest group of lakes? Tim.
the Great Lakes.
Yes, they are the largest in the world. And Tim back in the lead by 5, again beating Shirley for the buzzer. Well, Shirley, if you beat him to the buzzer now, you might find a $25 money card up on the board. Third and final crack at the fame game and a famous person. I am a British statesman born in 1853. I went to Africa in 1870 and established control over diamond mines at Kimberley. Len.
Rhodes.
Cecil Rhodes, you are right. And again, with limited information, Len gets that pick of the board. Found a $5 money card before. What are you going to find now, Len?
2 is jumping out at me.
And behind number 2, we have gold dumbbells. This spectacular set of dumbbells in 22-karat gold plate, functional and attractive with teakwood carrying case from Ivanko Barbell Company.
What was that action again you were doing there, Len? Gold dumbbells.
Our fingers.
Isn't that what you always wanted?
Yes.
Yes, of course. Well, we've been here. But first of all, where were the big money cards?
Behind the number 9, the number 1, and the number 5.
Oh, was that big $25 money card? Well, that sets up a very exciting finish as we finish up the game with a speed round. 60 seconds on the clock, please. Tim in the lead at $70, but the champion Len very close behind at $65. Shirley, come on now. A lot of questions. We start the speed round now. What infamous event occurred on February 14th, 1929? Tim.
The St. Valentine's Day Massacre.
Right. Name either of the movies in which Barbara Streisand played Fanny Bryce. Tim.
Funny Girl.
Right. What is your hobby if you're a shutterbug? Tim.
Into photography.
Right. How many prongs does Neptune's trident have? Tim.
3.
Right. What is the most populous city in the state of Pennsylvania? Tim.
Philadelphia.
Right. Whose Midnight Ride is documented? Len.
Paul Revere.
Right. What do we call the pigment in photosynthetic organisms? Len.
Phosphorescent.
Wrong. Whose last words were et tu, Brute? Shirley.
Julius Caesar.
Right. What southern state? What southern state is nicknamed the Goober State? Tim.
Florida.
Wrong. Which European nation's seat of government is called The Hague? Tim.
The Netherlands.
Right. In the War of 1812, who wrote the Star Spangled Banner? Len.
Key.
Right. Name the country that was led into World War II by a man named Tojo. Tim.
Japan.
Right. In 1821, with time is up and we have a new champion. Tim wins it for the victory round. Congratulations, Tim. Back to Tim in just a moment. First of all, the Goober State is Georgia. Georgia. And a photosynthetic organism that, if I had finished it, and that makes them green, I know you would have known it, Len, that it's chlorophyll. Chlorophyll. And I didn't get a chance to finish it, though they answered correctly. The 1861 Longfellow poem was about the Midnight Ride of Paul Revere. I have to say goodbye to the champion, but Len has done so well with the air conditioner, the microwave, the Venetian blinds, the metal detector, the gold dumbbells, $270 in cash, well over $2,400 in cash and prizes. Len, thank you. Congratulations. And Shirley didn't pick up anything along the way, but you do have some lovely party gifts with the cash in front of you. Good luck with your forthcoming marriage. Thank you for joining me, Shirley. But Tim Holleran joins me. He's going shopping. Come on, Tim. Congratulations. And the beat goes on, huh? Yes. Well, Tim, you had a big speed round there. You wound up with $100. And $100 means very easily, just say yes, and you can buy this.
Pictures to take. Hop to it with this fantastic camera. From Sweden, the limited edition motorized Hasselblad anniversary camera. Commemorating 20 years of space photography. Furnished by Sammy's Camera. And this camera normally priced at $2,999. Yours on Saint of the Century for only $85.
Very fancy camera, just a dollar short of $3,000 worth. You can easily afford it. It would cost $85. You've got $100. So you could take that camera and leave, or you could put your money in the bank and play on. Now, we change all our sales merchandise every 5 shows, so everything is going to change. And if you decided to play on, you would be $75 short of the next level prize. You'd need another win and another $75 for the next level. So it's take the camera or come back and play on for that. And, of course, we always try to make it easy for you with decisions. If you get the $750, we'll give you every prize we've got. Plus this.
The cash jackpot of $83,000.
That cash jackpot is really up there now, $83,000 and continuing to grow. So, Tim, you think about it for a moment. Take the camera and leave, or put your money in the bank with all new prizes you could play on. We'll get your decision right after this. Back with our champion from Connecticut, Black Rock, Connecticut, Tim Holleran, who's joined us on holidays. Tim, you've got enough money, you can buy that camera and leave us, or you can put your money in the bank and play on as everything changes. Tim, what's it going to be?
I love the camera, but I love the show, too, and I'm going to stick around.
All right, we'll put his money into the bank, and we will add another $1,000. The cash jackpot goes to $84,000, and as always, we thank you, my friends, for joining us on Sail of the Century. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.
Congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
Hey, you guys. Thank you.
Prices are manufacturer's suggested retail value and are correct at the time of recording. This is